Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and two goddamn years of putting up with boning to Seabat. Jesus Christ, dude must have been packing some meat or something to be dealing with that. And with me, I have...
Maybe he learned that long-term storytelling from JPEG Mafia since he's got that AEW connection. Also, shoot fights at stage wrestling events. It can happen.
And...
I don't get you weird niggas. How dare she hold torque? Considering most of y'all will probably want that. I know you are.
I haven't seen She-Hulk yet, but of course, because I am terminally online, I always have to see that discourse. Although I have to admit, seeing someone be like, do men actually like this? And then someone else being like, not straight men anyways. I think that officially caused something to break inside of my brain. Like, fellas, is it gay to enjoy the sight of a woman shaking her butt?
I tell you what, the industries of pearl clutching and fainting couches, they were on overdrive last week for very stupid reasons.
Yeah.
And how?
This is why I take whatever humor I can in things like, well, the tragedy of that guy from Reddit.
Yeah, I still can't believe that you have to make this song for boning. Like,
here's what gets me is that the fact that the woman was able to recognize that he was doing it to that song even when he stopped playing it in the bedroom, as everyone else pointed out, that means he had to have been thrusting to the rhythm of the melody. And there were, like, so... I was seeing, like, so many people on the internet kind of, like, breaking apart the distinctions between, like, beat, rhythm, and melody, and just thinking, imagine your thrust game is so bad that it has to be dissected by music theorists. Thankfully, that will never happen to me.
Yeah, more that disturbs me. Whenever the album roundup comes up.
Yep. That's going to be a fun discussion. Although, I'm still sticking with my personal theory that Reddit guy is actually secretly Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. Because he has said that he enjoys that song specifically. There's an interview where he says that. You can look it up. We have evidence.
I mean, damn it. I like Hudson Mohawk's music, but I wouldn't use that song to... It's not something you would put in a weird circus... sequence.
He said it himself in his new Twitter bio, Cry Sugar is better for sex. Anyway, here we are, episode 280. So, how's everyone's week been going?
Remember last time when I said I had a really rough week that kind of killed me and burned me out?
Oh, fuck.
Just replay that for this week, because, yeah, it was another one of those weeks. For various reasons, I will not divulge. I've done that enough. I'm ready to get it over with and done with and pass behind me and all those other cliches. And now I can finally relish in the start of football season, which means my weekends are going to be kind of full for the next... 4 months, or 5 months, actually. Forgot about the postseason. But yeah, that's going to be fun for me. Hopefully, once summer finally leaves, everything will start slowing down a bit. Also, PSA, it is not pumpkin spice latte season yet. It does not start until the temperature dips below 75 degrees in October. Okay? Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I'll know when I have to retreat into the shelter. I am still a firm believer in apple supremacy.
They're trying to get it started early. I'm seeing all the stuff in the supermarkets, all the pumpkin spice, everything. It was still August when I was seeing all of this.
Slow down. Yeah, I think I saw pumpkin spice rolls, you know, the little Debbie ones.
I assume this is because capitalism somehow, because it always is.
Of course, every time.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
My week has been, it ain't been much. It's like last week was. Just been the usual bullshit here and there. Although I will say I have been more productive in writing, since last week. I'm gonna chat later on, but yeah, it's that. Working shit and aside from knowing that, oh, that weird ass song is about Hudson Mohawk, and finding out that that sort of kind of keeps me for that weekend, like this is what it is, like yeah.
Sometimes the internet is good for laughs. Anyway, as for me, well, I mean, the only thing of note that happened is that now that the new batch of Stone Ocean episodes are out, I watched all of it in a day, and now I don't know what to do with my life. At least for the next week and a half, because that's when the next batch of Bastard episodes finally comes out.
Oh, shit, that's right, I did watch episode of that. I mean, I was starting that. Along with the dub of Kobe Can Communicate part of Core 2 and some other shit, I'm just, okay, look, the way I do Netflix shit, I'm sorry, but, so sorry for getting it, huh?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
I was just going to say, maybe I'll watch that show about the uncle from another world. I think it's called Uncle from Another World.
Has that been dubbed? It had been dubbed, hasn't it?
I don't believe so.
Then I'll either wait or just don't care. I'm just not gonna give a shit. I already got enough in October to look forward to.
The storm is impending.
The avalanche.
Anyway, with all those formalities out of the way, time to get on to our usual business. This is just a week of pure song discussions, so of course we're gonna get started with that. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes, mark your playlist for some new albums, all that jazz. And, of course, we're going to throw it over to Mark to get things started right at the top here.
Yes, the return of one. Hey, look, it looks like it's A$AP Rocky. He's been releasing some stuff here and there, but not all the time, man. Oh, look, he's brought Playboi Carti with him, because why not? Because everybody loves that whole lot of Red, the album that I sort of forgot. Okay, so for a long time now, he said he's been working on a new album, apparently falling to testing, which, again, I said the album was okay, but alright. And reading up was on this article from Stereogum. It's like, okay, I'm gonna say this right now. Why the fuck are you saying you featured a whole lot of Morrissey? Wait, why Morrissey?
Oh God, why? I thought we already established what is going to happen to Morrissey. JPEG Mafia wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah, like I don't get that. Okay, I don't get that. So apparently. Okay, the song, I guess it's either Lucy or whatever, it's called Our Destiny, which is Destiny spelled with a dollar sign, with an S. I'll say this for A$AP Rocky, he has an interesting ear for production. It does seem like this very psychedelic type of shit, which has this soul sample, which I'm trying to find where it's from, where I heard it before, but I was trying to pick where I heard that shit from, but it ain't come to me yet. It sounds good. The sound sounds amazing. I'm like, holy shit, this is kind of good. And then there's A$AP Rocky rapping and Playboi Carti just doing his usual shtick, which again I never found interesting because I'm over 30. I would look at Rocky is, to me, is I mean, not a bad rapper, but not the most interesting rapper to me. It's like, man, he's okay on here. Like I said, the production saves it because I'm interested in what it sounds like rather than what the fuck he gotta say. But yeah, there you go.
It's good for vibes, but not much else. Anyway, exactly. Moving on to the next track here. So, we finally got the official word of that next full-length album for the guys in Polyphia. After a couple of seeming one-offs over the past few months, we now got word that their next project, Remember That You Will Die, comes out October 28th. And so we have the latest single from the album here, which is called ABC, which features guest vocals courtesy of a singer named Sophia Black, who is of Japanese-Mexican descent and is apparently fluent in English, French, and Japanese. I had to look all this stuff up because, I had to get familiar with the name here. So this latest offering from the band sees them continuing sort of that more clean, polished, very much pop-saturated direction, and it's definitely owing to the presence of Black on the track, and I can't tell how much of the songwriting is split between the two, whether Sophia is trying to match Polyphia or Polyphia is trying to match Sophia, but either way, you definitely get that, like, sugary sweetness in all aspects, like, with the intricacies of the chord progressions and guitar melodies, and especially with the rhythms matching up with the energy of Sophia's vocals as she bounces back and forth between, you know, English and Japanese, and just spits vocal passages rapid fire. Apparently, according to her, the chorus where she literally sings and spells out every single letter of the alphabet, she apparently is actually singing that fast, which is a hell of an accomplishment. And of course, matching the music video's sugary sweet energy, well, the music's energy, the music video is also very delightfully corny with all kinds of cheesy visuals and humor, right down to sections which feature not just the guitar tablature of the songs, but also a custom Guitar Hero track. I really liked that part. That was a fun bit.
Yeah. Polyphia doing this kind of 2020s era pop wasn't on my bingo card for the year, but this is still a bit of a bop, and I thought the video was kind of humorous in parts. It's like a hyper-pop shitpost. Yeah, I did get a kick out of seeing Guitar Tabs and the Clone Hero chart show up in the video, too. Those folks know what their fans like. Also, I like the very obvious cheesy parodies of, like, the game show and The Bachelor or whatever it was. It was funny.
Good times. But now we move on to the literal complete opposite end of the spectrum, going from the bright, sweet, colorful nature of Polyphia to Suicide Silence! As they have announced that they have a new studio album coming out early 2023, no real release date yet, suspiciously titled, Remember, You Must Die. Okay, so let me see if I understand this right. Polyphia tells me to remember that I will die, but Suicide Silence tells me to remember that I must die. I feel like these two know something that we don't. I'm gonna be sleeping with one eye open. But yeah, of course, coinciding with the album announcement, they released the pseudo-titled track, You Must Die, and it's pretty much Suicide Silence doing what Suicide Silence does at their best. Pretty much 3 straight minutes of no-nonsense deathcore, everything from gnarly, muddled guitar tremolos and chord chugs, blast beats aplenty on the snare, more breakdowns than me on the weekends, pinch harmonics all over the place, including some of those, you know, good old harmonic sweeps in between the big guitar chugs, relentlessly bitter nihilistic lyrics. But then again, this one also does have a bit of a corny music video to it, where the band members are, playing in a very deliberate, like, graveyard set and are progressively getting old as fuck, culminating in Eddie Hermida having a heart attack while angrily shaking a cane at the viewer. You kids, get off my lawn with your, with your TikToks and, your NFTs. Something like that. I don't know what old man Eddie Hermida sounds like, but, you know, it's a pretty straightforward Suicide Silence song. No bullshit. A fun listen.
Yeah, that first new track we heard from them was pretty good, and the second one here, yeah, very solid. And, that sub drop in the first verse, That just hits extra hard. I like it. I'm all about that sub-bass drop. And to think, all it took for these guys to get back in focus was to have Jared Dines roast them over an open flame.
Sometimes YouTubers can be a force for good in the world. It just requires very specific circumstances.
All it took was one tee-hee, and everything was set in motion.
Oh god, it still hurts to think about. Anyway, so going on from deathcore to just straight up death metal, the guys in Dying Fetus have released their first new song in quite a few years, I believe like 4 or 5, I haven't counted, but yeah, I think by about this point we're probably overdue for a new Dying Fetus album. They haven't announced one yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if one's on the way. So yeah, we got this new single from the band called Compulsion for Cruelty, and kind of similar to the Suicide Silence one, it's pretty much just Dying Fetus doing what Dying Fetus does best. They deliver a fuck ton of, you know, really aggressive death metal riffs that, you know, thanks to some solid production, carry a lot of nice heft and weight to them. Lots of very satisfying crunch and groove and everything. As well as, you know, a lot of, like, the taps, sweeps, you know, in between all the blast beats of the drums and everything. Speaking of drums, those are, you know, equally, like, just really solid in the mix. Everything has a nice clarity to it, from the hits of the toms to, of course, all the cymbal hits and all. Plenty of fitting, you know, vocal growls and, you know, guttural, deep death metal stuff. I mean, it's Dying Fetus. You know what to expect at this point.
Yeah. Now, when you get near the threshold of the more technical death metal stylings, you can't go into full-on death wank territory. But thankfully, these guys know better, and they keep the variety nice and solid throughout. It's got some groove to it and some shred to it, and they both work in tandem very well with one another. It's very good. It's what you expect from these guys by this point.
Hear, hear. Now, moving on to the next track here, looks like we got the announcement of a new material courtesy of Arctic Monkeys, aka the band of choice for a Mr. Ritsuka Uenoyama from Given. Oh wait, sorry, I got that wrong. That's the Artistic Monkeys. I still need to watch that dub.
Yeah, but they're a much better band compared to these guys.
Yeah. Well, okay, we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves here, but the band has announced their newest studio album, The Car, coming out October 21st. It's going to be the follow-up to 2018's Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, an album that saw a bit of a polarizing reception. Like, some people liked it, others were turned off by, like, the weird stylistic shift, going from, you know, their usual guitar-driven indie rock to this kind of conceptual piece that took, like, musical aspects of, like, lounge and jazz, soul, and 60s film soundtracks. It's been a while. I remember the album being in rotation when I worked college radio, and it just wasn't my thing. But given that, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Well, okay, the name of the single here that we have is called There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball, and I think it's the first track on the album. So I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that it very much continues off from that same musical direction, very much sounding like a film soundtrack piece from the 60s with a lot of like this, well, this minimal jazz lounge drum thing and a delicate piano arrangement for this kind of very like melancholic breakup song. And I'm sure this is probably someone's style, and to be fair, I guess I like it better than whatever the heck that last Father John Misty album was. But this just feels very, like, it elicits no emotion from me other than, that song exists.
So, these guys are just doing full-on crooner nightclub music now?
I guess.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, I feel like Uenoyama's gonna be very disappointed by the direction of this band. Who knows, maybe they recorded better albums in his own universe.
I'm sure they did, and they probably didn't record that stupid Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High song.
Oh, God. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Of course, one of the clocks on the ever-expanding decibel boost wall of clocks is going off, and it looks like it's the Freddie Gibbs O'Clock, who is apparently making some moves, it looks like.
Yes, I mean, there have been some moves lately. At least some good ones. At least some good ones. Yes, I know about the... I talked about the Benny the Butcher beef with him, and again, I'm going to say it. I don't like that beef. I never liked it. I don't want them to beef. And let's end at that. But yeah. Anyway, so Lily Frank's been, you know, been doing a lot of stuff. Like, he's got a movie out, Down the King, which is now on VOD. And of course, and it goes to have a TV appearance, like, he's on the Peacock show, Bust Down, which is really good. And now he got a new album coming out this month. The 30th, to be a fact. His first major label debut, signed to Warner.
You said Warner?
Yeah, Warner Records.
Please tell me that's the one part of their business that isn't going to be affected by you-know-who.
Presumably.
I think Warner Music Group and them are kind of split, or that's, at least that's what I, at least that's what I think, or what I saw. I don't know. Anyway, the album is called Sold Separately.
With dollar signs?
Yes. And anyway, the single from the album was called Too Much, featuring Moneybagg Yo, an MC that I didn't know anything about. So anyway, with Too Much, it does seem like basically like a flexing song. I mean that again. The video set in a fucking casino. which he didn't get all this money. Basically went a lot of shit. Which goes on shit like, I got way too many enemies, gotta be tooled up, nigga with the monkey diamonds, they gonna fool us. Basically the shows these hoes gonna choose up. He was at the show, these hoes get flued up. Michael Tyson, no nigga gotta beat it yet. Basically all that shit. I'll say this. It is what I expect from, you know, a major label debut. I mean, I don't think it's bad. It's basically the whatever of what I think of it. And the money bag yo verse, which I mean again, which again, a bunch of the guys he does flex a lot. It's one of the songs. It's fine. The verse is okay. I mean, we'll say with Freddie, he does flow a lot. Well, and I think we hear it's like what we said about Freddie, like he can basically rap in any beat he want, which I kind of hope the dungeon is very varied, because I hope I can hear some Alchemist and Matlib beats on here. I hope I heard the beat that was played in the song, which. There's a scene where he's on the phone and there's elevator music, and then after the video cut after the whole credits, there's whole like 40 seconds of this soulful instrument things like that part got me better than the whole song, which again I said that was good, but in the instrumental part is like just. Just him driving, just hearing that sound, like I could fuck with that shit more. I'm hoping there's more of that shit, but who knows? Who knows? I'm hoping my September 30th, I don't be disappointed.
Yep, very last day of the month. We shall see what happens. Anyway, moving on to the last track of this week. So, after, you know, a while back when we got that new Gorilla song courtesy of Thundercat with Cracker Island, it turns out, revealed in the past week, that said song will in fact be the title track to a newly announced album from the band, coming out February 24th. So, yeah, we got about a good 4 months until then. And so to accompany the announcement, we have yet another new cut from the album, New Gold. This one being the, you know, long speculated collaboration with Tame Impala that I know has been, you know, rumored for a while. And additionally, this one features guest vocals from Booty Brown, formerly of the hip-hop group The Far Side, who previously appeared on the Gorillaz track Dirty Harry from Demon Days, which, damn, that was like 17, oh. I think, yeah, years ago. Holy fuck.
The Far Side, I forgot them. Oh, that's right, I did mention them. I did mention them during that hip-hop album thing a few months back. Holy fuck, that was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. So, anyway, looking at this particular song here, it has a really, you know, solid, catchy groove to it. It definitely brings in a lot of, like, the dreamy synth-pop stylings of recent, you know, Tame Impala, Kevin Parker's vocals intact as well, while marring into more of this disco-funk territory that's plenty upbeat while having a lot of this elegant glitz and glamour to it. Of course, bolstered by, you know, Booty delivering a lot of solid bars on the track here, and yeah, pretty much sounds like Gorillaz, Tame Impala, and a former member of The Far Side all in this, and it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, this shit does kind of hit, and I'm kind of, the more this new Gorillaz album, the more I'm like, okay, alright, the beats in life, Tame Impala sounds solid, and Booty Brown, alright, it does the damn thing. Most of it, maybe, at this track list, and, oh wow, it's only 10 tracks, and I got with the February for this.
Yeah, only 10. Pretty, admittingly a bit strangely lean by recent Gorillaz standards. But, you know, yeah. Maybe it's like 10 of the best cuts they've done in a while, so maybe a quality over quantity approach. Fingers crossed.
Okay, I think in the last album, there was more, but I think there was a deluxe edition, but I think in the edition, there was like, I don't know, 10 or 11 tracks on there. I don't know, I just didn't see. And plus, look at all the features coming up, I mean, the features are there, you got people like Stevie Nicks and Beck and apparently Bad Bunny.
Huh.
I wonder how that sure, sounds like.
Why not?
I don't know, maybe the Gorillaz oeuvre might get me to give a shit about Bad Bunny for at least a few minutes. Anyway, that pretty much about does it for all the songs, and we only really have one other thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of September 9th, 2022. Starting at the top, of course, we have the newest album from Ozzy Osbourne with Patient 9. We unfortunately have the newest album from Parkway Drive with Darker Still. There's a brand new project from Revocation with Nether Heaven. There's a new Straight for the Path album with Euthanasia. We have the latest project from Felucia with Empyrean. We have, oh joy, it's a new album from Tala, The Generation of Danger. Does their vocalist still sound like he's getting shanked in an alley? Seriously, I re-listened to that song for the first time we ever talked about this band. That is still one of the worst vocal performances I've heard in a long-ass time. Like, just, God. Anyway, we have a new project from KMFDM with Hyena. For anybody that still cares about KMFDM. There's a new Flogging Molly project, Anthem. I don't know why you would care about Flogging Molly, but I assume someone has to, I guess. And, of course, there's the newest album from John Legend, simply titled Legend. Anyway, now it's time to clear house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I talk about wrestling and sports and sometimes give my thoughts on real-life fights at wrestling events that happen backstage because, oh boy, it's the Wild West out there.
But do they have signs with strong opinions about Shenmue 3?
More often than you'd think, yes.
As it should be. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
As usual, on Twitter, at Metallica Media, where, I don't know, things just happen. And, of course, on my site, my hype one, at www.networks.com, where I have written two things the past few days. First up being another blog post of my favorite things, that being the Bad Boys trilogy. And, And of course, another chapter of Or Fashion Negative Next Gen BK Squad, which is up actually now. I posted Monday, but yeah, by the time this is out now, so yeah.
Hear, hear. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com for, you know, questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, etc. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel. So subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, and all of that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat as well so you can debate about the quality of, I don't know, whatever new item is on the McDonald's menu or something. Or Coca-Cola flavors. There's a lot of new ones lately.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, man. You ever the one flavor that features marshmallow is not bad at all. That's the one time I say, wow, something such a marshmallow doesn't suck.
I like the mango one. Anyway, that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back later on this week with the album roundup for August 2022. So, until next time, I sure do love the sound of the worst people on the internet finally reaping what they sow. It's like a symphony of assholes.